Today's daf is daf test. So we got to the Mishnah. The long Mishnah begins as follows: Olas ha'of mu'alan ba mishuhuktishu. The din is that an olas ha'of, which we said yesterday, that there is no hazah by olas ha'of, but there's a in a mitzvah. So the moment you're makdish the olas ha'of, there's an isra mi'ila. Nimlaka huchshara lipasa b'tivah yom v'chusu kipurim v'ilina. Once there's a malika, it's now roy for the next few potential psalm. Mitzah dama, if there's mitzah, because remember there's no hazah, so the mitzah is the equivalent of a hazah, v'chatas o'of, for the zrika of a behema. So the mitzah dama, chayav malav mishum pigol noser v'tamei, u'mo'alim ba, but there still is an ism ila by the mitzah, ad shetei to the Beis HaDeshen, until you've brought out to the Beis HaDeshen. Because the reason is, we came to the other cases after you've done the zrika, so the basar was permitted for the kohen to eat it. So once it's no longer davar hektish, so there's no ism ila, but by the olas o'of, it's cool of color, the whole thing's getting burnt up. So it's not until you actually complete the entire burning of the animal is there the mitzvah complete, and therefore the ism ila remains until you burnt all of it. And Rashi's explained all this. You look at Rashi, the last five, or rather the last six narrow lines, says Rashi, Umualimba, ad shetetzi lebeis hadeshen, dechevin dechulu kalil, since the entire olas ov is being burnt up. Ve'ein bahet lekoanim li'olam, the kohen is not eating it ever, mualimba ad shetisarif kula, until it all gets burnt up, there's an ismila. Ve'tinatel me'afer, until you've taken the ashes, shumas hadeshen, and you've taken it outside, up until that point, the mitzvah has not yet been complete. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, Parim ha-nisrafim, v'sirim ha-nisrafim, these are different cows and goats, are special karbanos, which are kachik kachim, and the kohen doesn't eat from them. Here as well, mo'alim behem mishuhuktishu, there's an ism ila the moment you're makdish these animals. Nishchatu, if it experiences the shchita, huchshur lipasa b'tivah yom, u'b'mchose kipurim, uvolina. Who's a dabin if you sprinkle the blood of these behemos, chayav malaya mishum pigal noser v'tamei, and still mo'alim behen, the Beis HaDeshen, there still remains an ism me'ila, even after the zrika, ad shiyatich habasar, which Rashi explains two wide lines down, ad shiyatich habasar, ad shiyisakel basar, until the meat begins to go bad, and shinasa eifer tayim mitzvas, until you've turned the meat into ashes, until that point there is an ism me'ila. So again, the idea is that anything that has no heter achilas kohen, it's continued to be iser until it's no longer roy for anything else. So then the Mishnah says the next category is ha'ola, carbon ola, mu'alim ba mishuhuktishu. There's an ism ila the moment it's hektish of kudusha's ola. Nishchata, if there's a shchita, huchshur lipasa b'tivah yom v'chusakipurim uvulina. Nizrak dam, if you've done this rika, chayav malav mishum pigol noser v'tamei, ve'ein mu'alim ba'oros. There is no ism ila on the oros, on the skin, on the hide, because the kohanim get the or of the ola, so there's no iser me'ila there, aval malin bebasa, but there is still an iser me'ila on the flesh, achetetze le beis hadeshim, because since it's an ola, and ola is kolio, the iser me'ila is still existence until it's completely burnt up. Next category, the Mishnah says, chatas v'asham uzivchei shalmei tzibur, these different karbanos, there's a heter kohanim, the achilas kohanim in each of these karbanos. So then here is a malim ba mishuhuktishu. When it's makdish, there's an isamila. Nishchatu huchshu lepasa b'tivah yom v'chusa kipurim v'lina. Nizrak damim, if there's a zrika, chayav malei and mishum pigal nosa v'tamei, and ein malim b'basa, there is no isamila at that point of the basar, because from the zrika and on, there's a heter achilas kohen on the basar. Aval, mo'alim be'emurin, be'emureim, there's still an iser me'ila on the emureim of the karbanos, because those still go on the mizbeach, ad shiyatzu lebeis hadeshen, until you've removed it to the ashes. Then, next example, shtei halechem. The shtei halechem, it's a special carbon that's brought on shivus. So shtei halechem, mo'alim behen mishuhuktishu. When there's hektesh, there's an iser me'ila. Karmu b'tanur, begins to brown, begins to fully bake in the tanur, huchshur lipasel b'tivah yom of mechus kipurim. The karmu b'tanur is the equivalent of the shchita to a karban and the malika of an oaf. The karmu tanur is that stage of the shtei lechem. V'lishchar leim is a zevach, and at that point also, once karmu paneim, then you're able to shech the accompanying karban. Nizrak daman, you sprinkle the blood of the karban shel kvasim, which accompany the shel lechem on shavus. Then chayav malei mishum pigal nosar v'tamei ve'ein ben mila. From that point on, however, there is no ism ila, because then the kohanim are allowed to eat the shel lechem from the moment of the zrika. So then the Mishnah says, lechem upon him, the weekly lechem upon him, the 12 loaves of bread we bring every day, every week on the shulchan, mu'alim ba mishuhuktish. Once you makdish them, there's ism ila. karim betanur, they begin to brown and golden in the oven, hukshali pasa betiva yom, uvim chusa kipurim, vilehaster agavim shulchan, now it's prepared to be placed on the shulchan after it's been browned. Karvu ha-bezichan, your makriv, the bezichan that accompany the lechem upanim, at that moment, chayev malah mishim pigol nosu v'tame. So the kirvu ha-bezichan is the equivalent of the zrika. That's a zrika. So at that point, there's again, it's chayev malah mishim pigol nosu v'tame v'ein ba-mila, but there's no mila at that point, because after the kirvu ha-bezichan, you're allowed to eat the kohanim, eat the lechem upanim, and there's no longer an isim ila. Then hamanachos, the Mishnah says, mu'alimba mishuktisha. When you're makdish the manachos, there's an isim ila right away. Kitchu b'kli. So now you take the flour and you put it in the kli. Huchshiru lipasa b'til yoma u'mechose kipurma uvalina. So that's the separation. That's the equivalent of the shechita. Fine. So then the Mishnah says, lost line for a second. Now you've taken the komets that's in the kohen's hand, you put it on the mizbeach. At that point, that's the zrika. Chayav malav mishim pigal no seretame ve'ein malam b'shirayim. But the shirayim, which after the kamitza is a nikrav, the shirayim is permitted to the kohen to eat. So there's a heter chila. So there's no isamil on the shirayim anymore. But the kmitza that's been placed on the mizbeach still remains aser until you've completely burnt it up and it's right now to be brought outside the base of Mikdash. So we see, what you see from here, that there's the equivalent, at least a shechita, and the equivalent zrika on every type of carbon. We didn't discuss a Kabbalah or halacha by every other carbon, but at least a shechita and a zrika does exist, and that will have all the same ramifications of it being, huchshila to the yom and so on, and in terms of the state of there being a me'ila. So Gemara now says, after this mission, it says, Itmar. Hanena me'efer tapuach shagabim mizbeach. What happens if someone gets hana from the efer tapuach? What's efer tapuach? They have a big, all the ashes were lumped together in a little mound on top of the mizbeach. Yeah, sure, go for it, yeah. That they had the mound of ashes on the top of the mizbeach. That's called the me'efer tapuach. It was shaped like an apple of some sort. It's discussed in the Gemara and Talmud how this was considered a beauty of the mizbeach. They didn't remove shmita deshin, I think, for like the whole week of the regalim, because it was very nice to have a full mound of ashes. So let's say a person got hana from the efer tapuach. What's the din? So Rav Amar Ein Mo'alim Bo, there's no isim ila because it's garnished now. It's burnt and meaningless, worthless. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says no. Amar Mu'alimba, there still remains an Isrim Ila. So the Gemara just qualifies this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Lifnei Trumas Hadeshen, before Trumas Hadeshen has been performed, just to be clear, every single morning, the first avodah of the day was actually the Trumas Hadeshen. There's a machlokas, now that Yom HaNeram around the corner, there's a machlokas just in the beginning of Maseches Yuma between the Baal Mor and the Ramban, and maybe the Rambam also weighs in, about whether or not Trumas Hadeshen must be performed by the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol must do all the different avodas of Yom HaKippurim, so there's a debate about is it only Yom Kippur type of dinim, or even regular day avodas, like the Talmud. But there's a debate whether Trumas Hadeshen is one of the avodos or not. Does the Kohen Gadol have to do this? So that's the first thing that took place every single morning after the sunrise. They called out the Kohen who was picked to do Trumas Hadeshen. He removed ashes. He brought down the ramp on the side of the ramp. It was a southeastern side of the ramp. There's a little place he dropped it, and it was absorbed in the floor of the base of Mikdash. And the rest of it you took outside maybe I forget which mountain they took it to burn. So now, what if a person gets the hana from this Trumas Hadeshen? So if it was before the Trumas Hadeshen was performed, so then the din, everyone agrees that lifnei Trumas Hadeshen kuli ama lo pligi, no one argues the mo'ambo. There certainly is a me'ila because you didn't perform the mitzvah yet of Trumas Hadeshen. Ki pligi, when do they debate? La'achar Trumas Hadeshen. When the Kohen performed the Trumas Hadeshen already, so now the rest of the ashes remain on top of the mizbeach, rav amar ein mo'ambo. You've performed the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. What's remaining there? Just taking out the garbage. That's not a mitzvah, and therefore there is no Isra Me'ila anymore. But comes along Rabbi Yochanan Amar, came and sips into the politics, says, V'lova shakar midevad, that he has to wear certain clothing. Granted, they're lower clothing, but they're still clothing. They came in the tzarech l'bigdei kuna, b'ktu shasai kai. So since when you take out the garbage, you have to wear certain bigdei kuna, again, they're of lesser quality, still it requires bigdei kuna, which indicate it's still an avoda, and the mitzvah still exists, and the kedusha is still there, and there still is an isra me'ila. So that's machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah here, the last two lines of the Amud, Tanan. Mo'alin behen achetetu l'beis hadeshen. Sakasha l'Rav. So again, Rav is the one who says after Chumus Hadeshin, there's no Issa Mi'ila. So how does it indicate a question? What's the question here? The Mishnah again says Mu'al and Behen Achitetu Beis Hadeshin. There's still an Issa Mi'ila until you've taken everything outside. Meaning it sounds like Chumus Hadeshin was performed, but you still have to take all the ash and bring it outside to the Beis Hadeshin to burn the rest of it. So there still is an Issa Mi'ila. That's a Kasha to Rav. So Amar l'Chara, Rav says no. Achitera the Beis Hadeshin. What it means is that there's an Issa Mi'ila until the ashes are fit to be brought out, which is another way of saying until the Chumas Hadeshin is performed, at which point it means that the remaining is Roy for the Chumas Hadeshin, for the Beis Hadeshin, there is no longer an Issa Mi'ila. You don't have to actually take it to the Hadeshin, it just has to be Roy for the Beis Hadeshin, which is La'achar Chumas Hadeshin, and therefore that supports the Shita of Rav. Gemara now says in the very top of Tess, Amud Beis. Meisiv asks the Gemara, V'chulon shepaku me'agabe mizbeach lo yachzir. So let's say you have certain karbanos that are puzzle that you put on the mizbeach. And the din is, im alu, we say lo yerdu. If once you put it up, let it just stay up. But let's say, from all the fire, you know, a carbon puzzle flies off the mizbeach. So now is there an obligation to put it back on since it already was once on the mizbeach? So the din is that all of those psulim that flew off the mizbeach, lo yach, so we don't return back on the mizbeach. V'chein gachela sotu, if you have some coals or some firewood, that shepaku mi'agam gabe mizbeach, that also flew off lo yach, so there's no need to put it back. So this is the Gemara. So Gemara says, what's the dik? Ha'agabe mizbeach yachzer. But let's say you have a certain part of the coals that moved from one side of the mizbeach to the other side of the mizbeach, meaning it never fell off, never fell to the floor. So the din is that you would have to put it back to the fire to have it continue to burn. Now, even though this was l'chara after the Chumas Hadeshin took place, we still say put it back on the mizbeach, put it back on the fire. Sounds like there still is a din of a mitzvah to burn it. So Bishma, this makes sense. The Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, this makes sense because he says even after the Chumas Hadeshin, there still is an Issa Mi'ila. That's why I have to return them back to the mizbeach. As long as it didn't fall to the floor, you have to put it back into the fire to completely burn it. El Rav Kasha, according to Rav, once Chumas Hadeshin was burnt, so we don't care if the coals move around. You don't have to burn the coals in the first place. There's no mitzvah anymore. So why would you have to return them if it moved to other parts of the mizbeach to have it completely burnt?
So the whole kasha is only on gacheles, not on the first part.
It's only exactly only gachelis. Exactly. So the Gemara then says, no. Amr lach Rav. Rav says, shiny gachelis. The case of the coals are different. This be mashasha. There's some mashasha to it. What's a mashasha to it? If you look at Rashi around halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi says, Amr lach Rav. Shiny gachelis. This be mashasha. Mishum hachi chashiva lach zira. Because there's some substance to it, and therefore it's significant enough to return it. Umu'alimba, afu'il acha haramas hadeshin. Even after Chumas Hadeshin has been performed, since there's mushroom mamashas to it, that you have to return it. Avadeshin, but it's stam ashes, not coals, but ashes. The les be mashasha, there's nothing to it. It's just like flakes of paper, it seems like. Les be mila, there's no mila. So even Rav would agree, after Chumas Hadeshin, there's an isser on the gachelas, on the gecholim, or the coals that exist with mamashas. Others say it on the other direction and say this discussion as follows. We're making a dik. We said if the coals move from one side of the mizbeach to the other side of the mizbeach, the implication is you should put it back in the fire only because there's mashasha to it. But the dik to be made is ha'afir. If it's ashes, the less be mashasha, but there's no substance to it, even if it moves from one side of the mizbeach to the other side of the mizbeach, it sounds like you shouldn't return it back. So isn't that a proof for Rav that if you don't, there's no mitzvah on the ashes anymore? Bishma l'Rav nicha, because if there's since the ashes have no mashashes, there's no mitzvah anymore. But Elul Rav Yochanan Kasher, Yochanan feels that there is a continued mitzvah on all the ashes until you brought it to the Chumas Hadeshin, until the Beis Hadeshin. So you should have to return even the offer. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan responds back, now who adin da filo efer? I agree that not only if a gachelis moves from one side to the other side, you have to put it back on the fire, but even by efer, even the ashes, I agree you have to return it back to the fire, because there's still a mitzvah until it goes to the Beis Hadeshin. So how come the Mishnah only addressed the case of the gachelis then? Behind the time of the katani gachelis, it's teaching us a din by gachelis, the afilu gachelis, that even in gachelis, the isbe mashasha, where there's real substance to it, when it falls onto the floor, you would have thought you should bring it off the floor back on the mizbeach, lo yachshir. That's a chiddush. You don't return even a gachelis that falls onto the floor. But something that falls, that remains on the mizbech, the different parts of the mizbech, every part, the gachelis and even the afer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, must be returned onto the fire because it's the mitzvah still exists. So Gemara now quotes another machlok is Itmar. Hanan, a person gets hana from basar kachi kachim b'lefnei zrikas damam. So we know the dinner ready. We should know by now the kachik kachim, the halacha is that the moment it's been iskadesh, there's isa mila right away, and kachik kalim, the isa mila only exists after the zrika has been performed.
So we,
for sorry. Exactly. So the din is, so the kachik kachim before our zrika, and the emurim of kachim kalim la'achar zrika. So the din is you owe mila. So now the question becomes, what do you do with the mila? You have money now. So what do you do? Who you give the money to? What's the purpose of the money? Where's it going towards? What's its funding? So there's a machlokas between Rav and Levi. Rav Amar, Mashinena, Yifulu Nadava. The Hana he gets has to go to the Nadava. Rashi just explains here around five narrow lines up. Rav Amar, Mashinena, Kilomar, Keren, Vechomesh, Shechayiv L'Shalom. We know by Mila, you need to pay the Keren, which is the actual compensation of what you've benefited, plus an additional Chomesh. So that Keren Chomesh, Yechayiv L'Shalom, Bishvil Ba, Bishvil Mashinena, Yiplu L'Nadava, the Karbonos Tzibur. It should go to fund Karbonos Tzibur. Vechayiv Nam, in addition to the payment, he also has to bring as a side point, Lahavi Ashim Me'ilos L'Skaber Bo Bishvil Shemal. But our focus is the money. So according to Rav, the money goes towards Karbanos Tzibur, the Yiplu L'Nadava. So then Levi says the Gemara, Levi Amar Yavi Davar Shekul L'Mizbech. You should give it to something that goes entirely to the Mizbech. So we'll see what that is in just a moment. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa De Levi, a price that supports Levi, the second position is as follows. Mila Zu Lehechen Holechas, ask the Brisa, where does the Mila go towards? Halamedim Lefnei Chacham, those who learned in front of Chacham, Omer, they said, Yavi Davar Shekul L'Mizbech, you should buy something that or goes entirely on the Mizbech. So my Ninu, what is that? The Dinish Kataris. The Kataris is an item that gets completely burnt on the Mizbech, and that's what the money should go towards. So then
it's interesting. It's interesting because he's actually taking away from the Kohanim the Hana, right? Because it's Kotze Kotzim after.
No, because at that more point, it wasn't permitted to the Kohen just yet. Yes, so he doesn't lose right. Anything. It's not considered his to lose, I guess.
That's probably what it's about.
Maybe where the point of the idea is, how much do you view this item as being... either way, the Kohen doesn't get it. Because even the first spin, which Nidvas Tzibur goes towards, the Kohen doesn't get it. It gets a carbon tamid, for example, or a Nadava gets fully burnt. The Kohen doesn't get it either way.
No, but if it's Kodesh Kodeshim, if it's a Chatas, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but even if you hold like Rav, that the money goes towards the Nidvas Tzibur,
yeah, he still wouldn't get
the coin doesn't get, either way, the coin doesn't get anything. Yeah.
They both don't get
No matter. So I don't know why they hold either way, but
right.
So then the Gemara says, so we quoted Tani Kavasi Delevi, now Tani Kavasi De Rav. The Braise that also supports Rav's position, that should go to the Nadava. What's Rav's position? Hanene Midmei Chatas, a person gets a Na from the Dmei Chatas. So the din is umidmei ashram, or from the monies, the value of the carbon ashram, ajlo kiva before the carbon chataso Yosef v'yavi chataso. So the din is they should have to bring. Second here. So again, sorry. Hanana midmei chatas midmei ashram, person gets hana from money that was set aside for the carbon ashram or the carbon chatas. So the din is if it's ajlo karbu chataso, if he didn't bring his chatas yet. Right, the guy owes a chatas. So he set aside $100 for his chatas. Then he got hana from that money. So he didn't bring the carbon yet. So he didn't, what does he have to do? Yosef, he should add the Keren Vechomesh to the chatas money. V'yavi chatasa. So now instead of bringing $100, he brings $150 worth of a chatas. He brings a bigger chatas and he lumps together his initial chatas with the money he owes from the Me'ila. And that's aside from the carbon ashram that he now owes from the Me'ila as well. Or Ajlo Karva Ashamo, same thing, if he Nene from Ma'os of Asham, if he didn't bring the carbon Asham yet, he should add money. Yosef, add some funds, V'yavi Asham, bring a larger carbon Asham. But let's say Karva Chatas, so let's say he already brought his carbon, Chatas, so now what should he do with the money? He got enough of the money, he can't put it towards anything, so the Gemara says, Yelchu, Yam HaMelech, he should throw it to the water, throw it to the Dead Sea, because you can't really get enough from this money. So it just goes for waste, this money of the Karen and the Chomish. If he brought his carbon ashram already, Yiplu, Lunadava, you should use the money to bring it in a davar. Now the reason is because since a chatas, I can't make a bachatas, right? I can't bring a chatas if I owe a chatas. So I got hana from a chatas, I need to bring money towards a chatas. So if I already don't owe any chatos, I can't make a bachatas, so that's why the money goes to the Yam HaMelech. As opposed to an asham, so even though I brought my asham already, you're allowed to use leftover surplus funds of an asham, maybe used for nidvas sibur, and that's why you don't have to throw that money into the water, rather you could use it for a nidava. So then the Gemara says, Hanana mi kachri kachrim lefnei zrikas damim. If you get enough from kachri kachrim prior to the zrika, or the me mure kachri kalim la'achar zrikas damim, so mashinena yiplu nidava, whatever money you get enough from, you should use towards the nidava, towards the nidvas karbon tzibor, and that supports the position of Rav. Now just to finish the braisa, kol karbanos hamizbech, all karbanos that were designated for the mizbech should fall to the mizbech, meaning if a person got hana from any karban from the mizbech, you should have money the Karen Chomish used towards the mizbech, namely for the ketem mizbech, which is the yiflu nedava. If it's karbanos kachik bedek abayis, but let's say money that was dedicated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so there, the money used, the Karen Chomish is paid towards the bedek abayis. So you have to use the money to the bedek abayis to continue to fund the Beis HaMikdash. So then the Gemara says, the karbanos tzibur, if a person got hana from a karban tzibur, such as a karban tamid or a karban musaf, so then that money should be used towards the nidvas tzibur for, again, the communal funds as well. So in essence, what the Brash is telling us is, whatever you got hana from, whatever type of karban, that's what it's, the money that Karen Chomish should be going towards.
The bedek abayis is just, there's no kedusha zakut.
Bedek abayis is no kedusha zakut. But still, there's an ishamila.
It's still right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's stop here, I guess. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow.
It says here it's including stuff that it's not the korban even.
Like a